हरे कृष्णा, इज योगा अ क्योर ऑल? आंसर, इट डिपेंड्स ऑन व्हाट मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड योगा वी यूज. टुडे मोस्ट पीपल यूज योगा टू रेफर टू वन लिंब ऑफ वन टाइप ऑफ योगा. अमॉन्ग द वेरियस काइंड्स ऑफ योगास, देयर इज वन योगा कॉल्ड अष्टांग योगा. एंड इन अष्टांग योगा वन स्टेज इज asana. Asana means postures. And so asana, physical postures, is often considered to be the totality of yoga today. And that is a serious misunderstanding. So, is sitting in certain physical postures or stretching the body according to certain postures, is that a cure-all? No. There is no cure-all at a physical or a mental level. And in that sense, the claims of yoga can sometimes be exaggerated. At the same time, we should know that yoga does have significant health benefits. Now, people all over the world, millions, have adopted yoga not because it's a part of their kala, it's a part of their tradition, or it's a part they have been forced to practice it by certain political pressure groups or anything like that. People all over the world have started practicing yoga because it has benefited them. So certainly, there are many maladies and disorders which are often curable much more harmoniously and naturally through physical postures than they might be cured through certain intrusive forms of medicines, of medication, whether they be surgery, or there will be ingestion of antibiotics or whatever. But the point is that it is not that yoga can cure everything. We need to recognize that there are higher truths in life. And all of us, based on the way we have acted in the past, will get certain results. Sometimes some people go to the practice of yoga with such inflated expectations, and they expect that just by the practice of yoga, every problem that I have will be cured. And when that is not cured, then they start thinking, this whole yoga thing is bogus. That sort of utopian positive expectation is undesirable. It comes from an oversimplification where we don't understand that we also have done certain karma. And as a reaction to certain karma, we will get certain diseases whether we practice yoga or not. So considering yoga as a cure-all is a mistake. And at the same time, deriding yoga as entirely a hoax, that is letting the pendulum go to the other extreme and imagining that there is no benefit at all. So yoga at the level of physical postures can certainly help one to take care of one's body and to achieve better health in less intrusive ways. But that does not mean that yoga can be used as a cure-all, or for that matter can be used as a substitute for any and every kind of malady. Now each seeker, each person, each patient needs to individually check what aspects of one's own being can be improved by the practice of yoga and adopt that. And wherever it's necessary or it's appropriate, one can take alternative forms of treatment. As far as taking care of the body is concerned, one needs to be pragmatic. Whatever works in the best way for us, that is what we can adopt. Now, yoga at a higher level means connection. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, from 6.20 to 6.23, Krishna talks about the process of yoga, and he says that that dukkha sanyoga viyogam yoga sangitam. So dukkha sanyoga, the contact or the union with misery, dukkha sanyoga viyoga, separation from that, yoga sangitam, that is called as yoga. So separation from misery is called as yoga, Krishna says. What this means is that when we practice yoga in terms not of physical postures, but in terms of spiritual connectedness, then our consciousness rises above the bodily level and it comes to the spiritual level. And at the spiritual level, when we get connected with God, who within the Bhakti tradition of India is known by names like Krishna, Ram, Vishnu. When we connect with God we connect with that infinite consciousness in love, then by that connection, we experience such extraordinary higher fulfillment. Yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tataha yasmin stito dukkhena gurunapi na vichalyate. Krishna says that yam labdhva chaparam labham, that having experienced this, one realizes that there are things more to experience, there's nothing higher to gain. This is the highest gain. And yasmin stito dukkhena, and having been situated here, dukkhena, no misery, gurunapi na vichalyate, no misery can disturb a person. Why is that? Because one experiences such extreme fulfillment in one's life. So thus, by raising one's consciousness to the spiritual level, one can experience sublime fulfillment in one's life. And thus, one now no material achievement can offer this. Such satisfaction that one wants nothing more. And such security that no misery can threaten. That's what is offered when one comes to the summit of yoga. When one raises one's consciousness to the spiritual level, when one becomes united in love with the Supreme, then that is the greatest achievement. And that achievement, which can be had by, most easily by raising our consciousness through mantra yoga, through the practice of mantras, that can catapult us to a state where we become free from misery. So that elevation of our human consciousness to the spiritual level, that is the ultimate cure-all. That will free us from all misery. Thank you. Hare Krishna.